There's a buzzword in Washington and on Wall Street. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. It's inflation, a major concern heading into the midterm elections as the president outlines his plans as a solution.
President Biden says the pandemic recovery is boosting job growth, raising revenues, and bringing down deficits.
I don't want to hear Republicans talk about deficits and their ultra-MAGA agenda. I want to hear about fairness. I want to hear about decency. I want to hear about helping ordinary people.
In remarks here at the White House, the president singled out plans from Florida Republican Rick Scott and pressed for Democratic-backed legislation to raise taxes on corporations and the wealthy. Inflation and bringing down costs is likely to be a top issue for voters in the fall.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Republicans say the president's policies have helped fuel inflation and that his plans will fuel more. An hour from now, the Fed makes its latest move on inflation, potentially announcing the biggest interest rate hike in more than two decades. The immigration debate fires back up again on Capitol Hill during the latest hearing on the Homeland Security budget.
As a whole, the budget seems to focus more on climate change and a vague equity agenda while making the current border crisis worse.
West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito, the committee's top Republican, Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Murphy.
Many of my Republican colleagues, and I frankly don't put the ranking member in this category, simply see the issue of immigration as a political cudgel. They see immigrants as political opportunities to be cast as threats.
This is Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas insists again the border has been effectively managed and that the administration is preparing for the end of a COVID policy that turns away many asylum seekers. President Biden not ruling out more sanctions on Russia over the war in Ukraine. The European Union now has a proposed ban on oil imports in Ukraine. Russia continues its attacks in the East and the West. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
State regulators in Texas are warning power companies to get ready for extreme heat this weekend.
The Electric Reliability Council of Texas is telling each and every power plant and line operator in the state they better be able to handle increased demand this weekend when temperatures are expected to soar to triple digits.
That's putting everybody on notice that we're going to need every megawatt hour we can get. Crank it up. We're going to need you.
Doug Lewin of Texas-based Stoic Energy Consulting. The regulators came under fire last year during a winter storm when parts of the state's electric grid failed, leaving whole communities without heat and resulting in deaths. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The man accused of shooting at a candidate for mayor in Louisville is ordered to remain in federal custody until trial. A U.S. district judge siding with prosecutors who argued Quintez Brown could be a danger to the community and possibly attempt another shooting. A federal magistrate judge had granted Brown's request for house arrest. Brown is 21, faces state and federal charges. The candidate, Democrat Craig Greenberg, was not injured. A symbol used by Russia in its invasion of Ukraine remains a mystery, but Ukrainian forces have turned it around on the invaders.
When the Russian tanks rolled, many marked with a giant Z, the world wondered, speculating the Z is a way for Russia's military to identify its forces. Then came speculation it was for Russian words that begin with a Z, for victory, for peace, for truth, or for the Z in the middle of Vladimir Putin's claim of denazification. Ukrainians have taken to calling Z Putin's swastika. And an AP photographer came upon the ultimate show of Ukrainian disrespect for the Z near a village recently retaken by Ukraine forces amid heavy fighting outside Kharkiv. The bodies of several dead Russian soldiers arranged on the ground in the form of a Z.
Fox's Therese Crowley. Stocks turning higher right now. The Dow's up 153. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.